The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
I'm not buying into bad. Hallelujah. I'm not buying into broken. I'm not buying into dysfunction. I'm not buying into depression. I'm buying into weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming back to my life and to my family and to my world.
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 6, and Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shemal, your uncle will come to you saying, buy my field, which is in Anath, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it." And no sooner had God spoken that word to him than Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, "Please buy my field that is in Anath, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, the redemption yours, buy it for yourself." Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. So I bought the field from Hanamel, my uncle, and I gave him the money, 17 shekels of silver. Verse 10, I signed the deed, I sealed it, I took witnesses, I weighed the money on scales, I took the purchase deed according to the law and the custom. And the purchase deed was taken. And listen to verse 12. And he said, I did this in the presence of the witnesses who signed the purchase deed before all the Jews who sat in the court of the prison. Verse 15. For thus says the Lord. Now, all of that's done. It seems strange, seems weird. What in the world has that got to do with anything? But here's what it's connected to. Verse 15, for thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields, vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now, when I had delivered the purchase deed to Barak, the son of Nera, I prayed to the Lord, saying, everybody read verse 17 out loud, please. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. I want to talk to you, and I've got a three-word sermon title that is more than a word. It is a prophetic proclamation. It is something I want to get lodged into your mind and into your spirit, in your mentality, and in your heart. Three words: better is coming. Would you say that with me? Better is coming. I want you to turn to somebody beside you and shake them a little bit and say, I'm telling you, better is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Death and disease and disaster was at the door. Nebuchadnezzar had invaded Israel. He had leveled and decimated their armies of resistance, and now they had completely surrounded and besieged the city of Jerusalem. All hope was gone. They were about to be taken into 70 years of captivity. Jeremiah the prophet went to the king before it ever happened and warned him that if he didn't turn back to God, the nation would be devastated and destroyed. And instead of receiving the prophecy, he rejected it. And for pastor appreciation, threw Jeremiah into a pit. The Bible called it mire. The scripture said that they took clothing, cloths, tied them together. Imagine this. Lowered him down by his arms into this deep, deep pit that was full of mire, full of waste, full of the sewage from the palace. It was up to, your Bible gives great descriptions in this, up to his chest and neck. He stayed there for days and days. This is, now you understand, then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, in these horrible, deplorable, dark, devastating, in a dungeon, a good man is having bad things. He's in the king's palace. This is even worse. He's in the king's palace, the dungeon in the king's palace. It's one thing when you're not a king's kid. It's one thing when you're going through stuff and you don't belong to the king. But it's when you're in his house and you feel like you're in the dungeon. Sometimes we don't understand when bad gets good things and good gets bad things. But it happens. And in that situation, that's when the word of the Lord came to him. I'm reading it right in text. And the Lord said, now, your uncle's about to show up with a real estate contract, and I want you to buy it. I want you to buy the land that he's offering you. How ridiculous. The enemy is outside. The land has been taken. The homes have been burned. The city's about to be decimated. And everybody's selling. Nobody's buying. And God says to him in the lowest, most unbelievable conditions, buy into the fact that better is coming in the place that looks like nothing but bad is happening. Your conditions are going to change and they don't know it, but I want you to do this in front of all the prisoners who are in the same condition you're in. I want to teach people what they are to do when it looks like everything is gone and they're in the lowest place they've ever been in their life. That's when you don't buy in to the bad. You buy in to brighter days are ahead. This is what faith does. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And he said, in those conditions, death is at the door, you're in the dungeon, all hell, 10,000 of the most talented young people are being chained even as he's speaking and being hauled off to Babylon to build the kingdom of Babylon, and the city of Jerusalem will be left no stone unturned. And in the middle of that, you get a real estate contract and you buy what everybody else is selling. He's coming to offer you, and this is so important, Hannibal, not cannibal, Hannibal is coming, and Hannibal, and I challenge you after this message to look this up if you don't believe me, because in the Hebrew language, that name means grace is coming. Grace is coming to your dungeon. And Anath, the piece of property, it's the Hebrew meaning is answers. I could not believe it, but I looked up on that with truth. Answers. Answers are coming. Grace is coming with answers to your lowest place. And when it's offered to you, buy it. Buy it. Grace, notice when grace comes, it never comes with pity. Grace and God's word will never come to you and say in your lowest moments, you ought to feel sorry for yourself. Yes, I agree with you. You ought to quit. Yes, as a matter of fact, if I were you, I would just check out and end it all. Grace never does that. Grace always comes with hope. Grace always comes and says, better is coming. You hold on. God's not through. God's not finished. God's not done. With your family in all of its dysfunction, with your business in all of its struggle, with your marriage in all of its trouble, God says, I am the one who, and is anything too hard for me? That scripture is connected to this. And you think your problem is severe. How severe was this man's problem? And God said, don't back off now. Buy in. To it. Buy into better days and brighter days. They're on the way. The answer always comes with action when grace shows up. More is going on here than a real estate transaction and money being exchanged for a piece of property. It was a mindset that God wanted us to get. And it goes into great detail. I signed the contract. I put it in an earthen vessel. I sealed the earthen vessel and I buried it in the ground. If you read the whole story, I buried it in the ground. And even though my problem would not be solved in a week or 3 weeks or even 3 months, I can't promise you how quick your miracle will come. That's our problem. We quit and give up when it's not easy to hold on. But he said, I want my people to spiritually, when I give them a promise, put it in an earthen vessel. We're that earthen vessel. How are you going to do that? Put it in a spiritual jar, sign that contract, seal it, and shove it in your mind, your upper room. And I want you, when you're in Babylon and having a bad day, not to whine and cry with no hope, but I want you to remember over there in Jerusalem, I've got a document that says it ain't going to always be like this. It's not going to end like this. You may not understand where you are. You may feel so distraught with what's going on in your life, but better is coming. I feel like shouting that over America right now. Better is coming. Don't you think the Babylonians are in control? God is in control. God says, is anything too hard for me? No, no, he can do anything. He can do everything. He says, don't be owned by your present. Invest in your future. It's not going to always be like this. It's going to be different. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear that watching me on television. It's going to be better. That's why you can't quit now. That's why you can't take your life now. That's why you can't go back to drugs, because now the enemy has brought another hit and you just feel like you've hit bottom. The future is bright if you'll hold on and if you'll buy in to the fact that God said better is coming. Get that mentality. Shove that promise in your mind and say, I can't quit now. My family's going to see better days. My marriage is going to see better days. My grandchildren are going to, my addicted son or my bound daughter, my daddy who's an alcoholic, I'm not going to live like, I'm not buying into bad. Hallelujah. I'm not buying into broken. I'm not buying into dysfunction. I'm not buying into depression. I'm buying into weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming back to my life and to my family and to my world. And he said, the reason I want you to buy right now is because brighter days are coming. Woo, hallelujah. When I think about the fact that 70 years of bondage, and God said, don't buy 30 years from now. Don't buy in 20 years or 60 years from now, or 55 years or 75 years or 65 years. Don't buy in then because you're getting a feeling like things are turning. But he said, I want you to buy in right where you are, because the same field that the enemy, the same piece of ground that the enemy has broken you and devastated you and taken away your family and done so much to you, this is the very same field I'm going to bring you back to, and it will be the place of your greatest joy and your greatest victory and your greatest anointing. Hallelujah. Take a praise break right now and shout a little bit. Whoa. I feel something stirring in this house. I'm trying to behave. We got new people watching because we bought $1.8 million worth of airtime. But I still believe that he doesn't just restore our lives. He restores our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And in the same place that you've wept, you're going to rejoice and say, oh my God, look what God did with the mess. Turn to somebody and say, don't wait till the trial's over. Believe better is coming right now. Well, you don't know the pain of my past. Well, you don't know the favor of your future. Better days are ahead. Better days are ahead for America. But stop buying into bitter. Stop buying into broken just because your family's broken in some areas for generations. We don't have to buy into that. We know the one, the God who said, nothing is too hard for me. And I'm making promises to families. God made that promise to families in the same land the enemy thinks he took. There is in your mindset a promise from God that says it doesn't look good right now, but I walk by faith, not by sight. Better days are coming. A better season is coming. Better blessings are coming. Hallelujah. Don't let the inner internal storm make you bitter and broken and think bad, 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 bad. That's not the gospel. We're not called to be a bunch of pessimistic people who hate half the country because they don't see what we see. They don't know who we know. They don't know the truth of what we know. So all we need to do is stand here and say, I got a promise and I'm standing on the promise, and better is on the way. Now watch this. God said, here's what you do when you end up in a horrible situation and it's not going to change in a day, a year, or even 3 years or a long time. What did we do, Lord? This is given to the same people, Jeremiah 29. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to all the people who carried away captive, and now they're down there in Babylon. That's where we are, spiritually speaking. We're in Babylon. This old world is not our home. We're headed to New Jerusalem. And he says, so here's what you do in the meantime before better gets there. He said, you build some houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, eat fruit, find you a wife. That's a blessed word right there. Beget sons and daughters. Y'all know what that means? And take wives for your sons and your daughters. There's only two options up there, if you notice, that you may be increased and not diminished. And listen to this. I'm just packing my bags, and I bless God, the Antichrist is coming. I'm getting, and seek peace for the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord. In other words, affect your communities. Affect your nation. I'm so tired of people telling me faith doesn't belong with in the government and politics and all that. Shouldn't have nothing to do with us. You don't know what you're talking about. We're here to build homes and get married and have babies and have grandbabies and make sure that the nation they come up in is one that fears God and God we trust. And nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to carry our faith in every aspect of our life. I can't check my faith in. I am who I am because of who he is. But I love it. I love those instructions. Everybody say, build houses. Doesn't sound like a bunch of old sad sacks sitting back, beat up victims, poor us, oh my God, bad, bad, bad. He said, no, be productive. You know, if you're going to build a house, number one, that means get a job. Get a job. And then he said, find you a wife. If you're a man, and find you a husband. If you're a woman, I'm going to preach to young men right quick. Get off the dumb video game and find you a wife. Get you a job, build you a house, fall in love, get married. Get married. Ah, yeah. But get a job and get off the dumb video game and get out of Facebook and meet somebody for real. Aren't you tired of touching the screen? You could be touching a pretty little face and holding somebody's hand. What is wrong with you? Get a dream. Build a house. Get you some land. Get you own a piece of property. It'll do something for your testosterone. That's why they're all confused and don't know if I'm a cat or I'm a male or a female. You got to get something going. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to preach the word. And that's how far we've drifted as a culture. But we're called to build our cities and build businesses and show the world another way that you can do it, and you can do it for the glory of God, and you can raise a family in Babylon and they have children and children's children. We ought not to be giving up on our school system, giving up on our legal system. Do something about it. Get in it and fix it. And it's, we're the salt. We're called to do it. Look at what it said. Seek peace for the city, for the nation. Influence it. Get on the school boards. Quit whining about, they're not. Get on the school board then. Run for it. Tell me you're running for it. I'll put your thing up there. I tell you what, we ain't got time to play these stupid games. It's time for the church to be the church and stand for what is right. We want our children to learn how to read and write and do arithmetic and build and be successful, not nonsense. Come on, church. Come on, church. Better is coming. Better is coming. We're better than this, and better is coming. And pray. Keep loving people. Don't get all caught up in bitterness and hatred for people who don't see what you see and think like you think. Truth is, they know some things probably that are a great truths that every side needs to just grow up and quit being a bunch of babies. We need one another. So what that verse is saying is, better is coming. So you work real hard and don't ever give up on the land that God has put you in.
Some of you need healing in your body. Some of you need a massive miracle in your family or in your finances and business and health. Well, I want you to know Jesus loves you. Pray this prayer with me right where you are. Say these words. Say, Jesus, I need you. I surrender to you. I give you my life. I mean it, Lord. You are Lord. I confess you, Jesus, as my Savior. Forgive me, cleanse me, and I want to follow you. I want to carry my cross spiritually and follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, then just go online and just show us and tell us on the website what God has done. There's free resources. There's salvation devotional. We'll send you free. It's our joy to do that. And thank you so much for being a part of this telecast.
Charred by fire. These are the remains of homes, businesses, and farms in the Eshkol region of Israel. For many residents, the memory of that horrific day is too painful to face. Most are unable to return to the places they once called home. They can't bear the trauma, the charred remnants of their lives, the blood-soaked ground that holds memories of the darkest day they've ever known. But now there's hope. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries, along with our partners at the Jewish National Fund, are breaking ground on phase two of our multi-year three-phase initiative, Light Over Darkness, Rebuild and Restore. Phase two is all about giving these families the chance to return home. It's about restoring the spaces that were once filled with life and love, places now scarred by the trauma of war. Together, this effort will bring their lives back from the brink. Homes, businesses, and communities will be rebuilt. When you give now, Our partner on the ground, the Jewish National Fund, has pledged to match every dollar donated. Your support is crucial to restoring life to these broken families. Your gift will have an immediate impact in the Holy Land. Call, scan, or go online to donate now.
Before I go, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to those of you who are supporting this ministry. Your gifts, your support allows us to take the gospel all over this world. And we are involved in so many amazing life-saving projects because of your generous giving. If you've watched us at any length of time, you know that our ministry absolutely stands with Israel. We stand for the nation of Israel, and we love the people of Israel. And with your help, we're going to do even more to bless the nation of Israel. We're praying for the safe, soon return of all the hostages. Keep praying, as we have already seen breakthroughs in Israel. Some of the hostages are returning home. This is the time to stand up and say to our Jewish brothers and sisters, we love you and we are here for you. We see you and never again, in Jesus' name. And I want you to pray about what God would have you do to help us with all of our projects around the world. Thank you. Together, we can do the impossible for the glory of God.
But when it's all said and done for the believer, we're going to dance on streets of gold. No more sorrow. No more pain, no more death, no more tears, no more sorrow, sickness. Better is coming.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.